right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, April 10th of 2024. Looking ahead, we have a six-game NBA main slate tonight. We have a seven-game MLB main slate. We have a three-game NHL slate, and we have the Masters teeing off tomorrow morning. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I am one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. We do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But with that said, going to jump right in here. Only a couple questions to get us started today. So the first one came in from Nickquisition. And the question said, this might have been covered in a previous Office Hours video, so you are welcome to point me to it, but has there been any thought about the correlation slider being too high for small MLB slates? Currently, it's at 6 for a 2-3 game slate, which seems rather high. So I think that, you know, a good place to start with this is our Behind the Sims podcast. You know, if you go to our YouTube channel, you go to podcasts, we have our Behind the Sims series. We did a project last MLB season during the summer where we recreated all the slider settings. And it is this Behind the Sims episode 6-13 contest simulation series, ending with Ask Us Anything about Saber Sims new slider. So this was done directly on MLB. I think that, you know, it's on the correlation is at 6 for like these smaller slates, but correlation is on 9 or 10 for these bigger slates. So it just speaks to, you know, how important stacking is. You know, it is coming down somewhat as the number of games on the slate come down. But I would say that, you know, actually a lot of thought went into the current slider settings. You know, all of these episodes are anywhere from 30 minutes to almost the last episode being 2 hours here. So I'm pretty comfortable, you know, standing behind everything that was researched and all the conversations and all the smart people that went into getting those sliders where they are. If you don't like it, if it feels too high for you, the, you know, there is nothing that says that you can't come in here and manually adjust it. You know what I mean? Just go to your settings. You know, if you're not liking what you're seeing, just bring that slider down. No harm, no foul, and go on about building your lineups. So, you know, we do our best to provide good defaults. If you don't like them, they're the ability to adjust is there for a reason. All right. Next question here. Question says, I'm new to using Sims and DFS as a whole. When watching videos, I noticed that files used in these videos are Excel files, while the CSV files I get from DraftKings never seem to work, and I have to manually look up my contests and input everything. Is there something I'm doing wrong on my end, and what is the best way to remedy the situation? Okay, so first thing that's important to do when you are, you know, trying to get CSV from DraftKings to SaberSim, for instance, is to make sure that you're logged into DraftKings on the browser that you're using, right? So, you know, that could just be like another tab, having it open, but make sure you're logged in. And then what you do here is you go to the contest tab. And I already have a CSV from something I was testing earlier. So what I would do is I would go to upload to overwrite, or, you know, there would be nothing here, but just go to upload. You know, you're going to get this pop-up that, and you want to use this green hyperlink download template file from DraftKings. As long as you're logged in, what this will do by clicking this, it will identify the slate that you're on, and then it will download the correct entries file for this slate. So I'm going to click download, and then I would select the file. I would go and grab the file that's downloaded. This is a CSV file, which is completely fine here in my downloads. I would open that, and then it would overwrite the file that I'm using here and then give me that CSV. And then the next thing to do is go into your build, right? Run your build, get your lineups however you want. And then when you're ready, come to the Save to My Contest option. Make sure you have a method chosen up here in the top right. and then you want to save to my contest, you're going to see the source get updated here. You want to click download selected entries. The download is going to go to your downloads on your computer. And then you would go to DraftKings and go and upload that on the upload entries page. If you don't know where to upload, the easiest thing to do is go to the menu here and go to open DFS site on download and leave that toggled on. We will open up the correct page that you need to upload the file automatically. So you just turn that on, it'll pop open DraftKings, and then you can go and upload your file. But that is what the process looks like end to end here. All right. No more questions at the moment. I thought this would be a good opportunity to do a golf build here. If you guys haven't seen the videos that Jordan's been releasing this week, I would highly recommend checking them out ahead of the Masters. You just go to our YouTube, go to videos. 2024 Masters Tournament Top 4 PGA DFS Winning Strategies. And then our birdie battle, which I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show. It's our latest promotion slash giveaway we're doing for the golf season here. We're giving away 2 tickets to the Masters. If you guys haven't signed up yet, highly recommend it. You know, the rules to enter are super easy. All you got to do is have an active SaberSim subscription, use the SaberSim logo on DraftKings, fill out our short form so we know where to send your gear when you win, and then max out the $3.20 max birdie contest on the DraftKings PGA main slate. And I just dropped the link to this page in the description. All you got to do is use the enter the battle button up here, and you will be eligible for all prizes week to week and season long as you participate, right? We have weekly prizes, top finisher, random entrant, and then we have participation rewards for all the majors if you play all 14 weeks. And then we have our Masters free roll at the end of the 14 weeks here. So super cool giveaway. We're really excited about it. Get in on the action. But that I would normally do is just check the weather, right? Kevin Roth has a free RotoGrinders weather dashboard where he's talking about, you know, weather for golf, and pretty insightful, right? So I was taking a peek at it earlier. The weather looks really bad for Thursday specifically, and just even Friday, but it didn't seem like he was saying that there was much of a wave split. It's going to be tough, but important to know, you know, of tough conditions, right? You know, the worse the weather, the more, you know, wacky things can get with who can survive the conditions, right? So just something to be aware of there. And other than you know, just being aware of the weather conditions, I would come in here, make 2 small adjustments to projections. You know, I'm not like a golf handicapper here. I don't know too much about how to, you know, add a bunch of value to your golf projections. And then I would come in and build some lineups, right? Something that I'm going to do is, you know, say you're playing the big tournament this week, I would probably still leave Sim Diversity at 9. You know, there's a case to like let this be 10 and it does do this, right? You're taking like single tournament simulations. But I don't know how many golfers are in this field. I think that's like probably a good place to start. Is to download the template file on the home screen. So I would just go to download. I would grab that file. I would open it. And then when I open it here, I would just highlight the names and then go down to like the last projected golfer. So it looks like there's about 89 golfers in this field. You know, like a normal tournament has like 150. So the player pool is smaller. I think that's fine to run this on Sim Diversity 10. You know, that makes a little bit sense to me. If we're running on Sim Diversity 10, I'm probably going to lower min salary to 0 just because I don't mind playing lower salary lineups, especially if we're taking single tournament simulations from the builder. I just want to get those raw builder outputs from that Sim Diversity 10 build each time we run a lineup. So another thing I would say is that, you know, always run the max number of lineups you can for the plan that you're on. If you're running 5,000 lineups, you know, it is going to take a little bit here on Sim Diversity 10. So I would just be patient with it. You know, you're going to have plenty of time to build here. So let it do its thing, you know, wait it out. I'm just going to build 500 lineups right now for the sake of time on the show. and, you know, we can mess around with things from there. But I think these, you know, build settings are fine if you want to copy what I'm doing here. And I'm going to cut this off. Like 350 lineups is enough for our demo here. So now I'm in the post build. You know, if I have a contest sim or if I want to set one up, right, I go to save to my contest, or I can go to the contest screen. I can right click on the contest, click add contest sim, and then run that, right? And then this will give me access to the ROIs and the risk adjusted ROIs, et cetera, here. All right, so our contest sim just finished here. We have our contest sim metrics underneath here. And I'm going to go and switch my sorting metric to the risk-adjusted ROI. I had a couple contest sims set up just for some testing purposes. But now that I'm on, you know, what I want to be on here, I'm going to go over to my table here, and I want to sort by exposure, right? Right off the bat, this looks really, really flat here, which I think is a good thing, right? And I mostly want to see like exposure, leverages. You know, leverage is like super important to me. What players do we have the most leverage to? And am I okay with that, right? So one thing that I've said here in the past is like, hey, you know, a good rule of thumb is like 2 to 3x leverage on a player's ownership. You could take that a little bit further, and maybe somebody's ownership is super low. Like maybe Tiger Woods, for example, we have about like 1% ownership. You know, that doesn't mean you have to go and get like 3% Tiger Woods, right? There's a little bit like of an exception to the rule there. You can also use pool exposure as like a little bit of a proxy here. So like, okay, you know, either I want to use like somebody's ownership, or I want to use somebody's pool exposure, which on a Sim Diversity 10 build would effectively be like their optimal rate. So I'm comfortable having, you know, 2 to 3x, 7% for Tiger Woods. And that puts us at the 14 to 21% exposure band, right? And he's right at 20%. So that's not anything I'm concerned about. You know, even Dustin Johnson at like 7% ownership, about 12% pool, we have him at 35%. I probably wouldn't go any higher than this. So I think it's okay to use one of the two numbers here. But as far as, you know, what we're seeing out of the gate, we're seeing a very diverse pool. You know, Mini Neeks is at 1. You know, we're seeing so much diversity because of the Sim Diversity 10 build. We're using 49 of the 89 golfers, no golfer in more than 7 out of 20 lineups. Like, I think this looks great, you know, right off the bat. I don't have any problem with what I'm seeing. You know, if you it looks like even these top 20 lineups all have at least 2 golfers different. You know, I wonder when this number starts to change. We go up to 3 Mini Neeks. Okay, we go up to 4 Mini Neeks. Okay, so at 4, it adjusted, right? So 4 Mini Neeks took us to lineup 24. That just shows you, you know, and to be honest, you know, I don't have a lot of other opinions here. You know, I think these are solid lineups. We're playing some of the highest ROI lineups. We're spread out with our exposures. If you have any player takes or things like that, come in here, set some minimax exposures if you see fit. I'm not somebody who has those opinions. So I would be comfortable with this. You know, I think that these are competitive lineups. They are optimized to win GVPs, and I would let them ride. So those are my thoughts on building competitive golf lineups here. If you want more ideas, go and check out Jordan's recent Masters tournament guide and see what he has to say as well. But with that said, not seeing any other questions here. So appreciate you guys tuning in. Good luck in your builds tonight ahead of tomorrow. And until tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern, I will see you all then. So take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.